All right, we're back on this Friday morning with more of an ongoing series with the NFL called Together We Make Football.
This morning we've reached our last finalist in the running for a trip to Super Bowl 50, a high school in Virginia that pays tribute to fallen service members at every game. And Willie has the story.
At Broadway High School in the Shenandoah Valley, football is more than a game.
This is not to get kids ready for a football game on a Friday night. We wanted to teach kids what true sacrifice was.
In 2009, Coach Brad Lutz began the tradition of honoring a different fallen soldier at every game, with the last week of the season reserved for one particular hometown hero. Army Specialist Brian Bucky Anderson, an all-district football player for Broadway in 2003, was killed in Afghanistan in 2010.
Coach Lutz makes sure that the boys know that Bucky was one of them. He was in the same locker room that they dress in.
The team wears special uniforms, and one senior is chosen to wear Bucky's old number.
When they say play like Bucky, you better play like Bucky. Number five, tonight, play like Bucky.
We will never, ever repay him for what he gave to this country. But we're sure as heck going to try tonight by how hard we play. We're going to make him as proud as he made us.
When I put on Bucky's jersey, I was thrilled and honored at the same time. He played with everything he had and he ultimately gave everything he had. So, yeah, it inspires me to do my best and work my hardest.
We cried because it really did bring back memories, but it was good. Those boys are out there playing for my son.
There was a play down there, number 21. I said, that's a Bucky move.
We want our kids to be great students. We want them to be great community leaders. We want them to be great people.
Thank you so much.
Bucky would have been proud. He was looking down on you all.
It was an honor for your son.
Oh, you just made my day. Thank you so much.
Coach Lutz does something so wonderful to bring the community together with us so Bucky isn't forgotten. And I just want somebody to stop and say, hey, thank you, Coach.
They both deserve a proper thank you, delivered by a legend who happens to be Margaret's favorite player.
I tried to get tickets for that game. If they play Green Bay again, I'm going to get tickets.
But you got to see him play a couple times there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Brett Favre was the quarterback then. Washington Redskins played the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And we bribed the usher to let me see, get down there close to Brett Favre.
Anyone home?
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh my God!
I was just in the neighborhood.
Oh. Oh, wow.
You must be Margaret.
And I know who you are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
You have a chance to go to Super Bowl 50. You're also going to be on the Today Show.
We're going to New York.
And then Green Bay, maybe. Watch a game.
Get out of here.
At some point.
Get out of here.
And I'm playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking.
Huge honor. Thank you.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
You're Brett Favre.
She talks about you a lot.
I can't help it.
All these stories have been fantastic. It's hard to choose between them. So let us tell you that all five of the finalists will be on the plaza next week to find out who is headed for a trip of a lifetime to Super Bowl 50.